T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, everybody. It's Monday morning, and it's already broad daylight. It's fantastic. Time change, extra hour of sleep.
Now smooth just, and easy, now, as usual.
Right. Now let's never change it again.
It looks beautiful, though.
I know. It's a lovely day, actually. It's supposed to be a nice week.
Okay.
Yeah, no rain in the forecast.
Is that good?
No.
Yeah, we could use some rain.
Yeah. But, oh well.
All right, we're going to jump right into the celebrity trash here. Kanye West.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
What about him?
He's got a new record out, Jesus is King.
How'd it go?
It went great. He's fine.
Number one?
Is it number one?
It is number one.
Let me see.
You don't have to see.
I'm looking.
Told you.
Yeah, thank you. Looking at my list. I didn't even look. I just put it in my pile. So Kanye held a Sunday service in Louisiana on Friday. Sunday service on Friday, everybody. Something was off. Something was a little off, other than the day of the week. General admission was free. You can go to the Sunday service. This is, you know, something that he's been doing. He sets up wherever is convenient. But there was an option to get a Brunchella breakfast buffet.
Brunch.
Like Coachella,
oh,
but Brunchella.
Brunch. Breakfast lunch.
Brunchella.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was $55 a pop. For $55, you could get a little brekkie. And it was a fundraiser for the church.
And there's no weird Kanye namingness going on. Huh. All right.
So this is just an option that you could do if you went to his Sunday service.
All right.
So people were pissed at him, even though I'm sure he was
about Brunchella?
He wasn't personally flipping those pancakes or anything, but because it was at his thing, everyone just assumed that he was behind it, because it was very Fire Festival-esque.
Oh, the food was not good.
No, the food was beyond not good. So here's a shot someone put up of the food. It's just that it's on one of those like styrofoam. It just looks like that, the two slices of cheese and a piece of lettuce that you got at the Fire Festival.
Yeah.
Looks like McDonald's.
Yeah, it doesn't even look as good as McDonald's. For $55, you got a plate with two pancakes, two pieces of bacon, and a sausage patty. There's also, you could get a scoop of grits. So everyone complained that it was stone cold and that if you wanted an extra pancake, they lost their mind on you. And so one woman, she put this up and it went viral, of course. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were comparing it to the hilarious dinner that people got at the Fire Festival, and it's not far off. 50 Cent even chimed in saying, I thought I was hustling. He's selling $55 pancakes, lol. As it turns out, he had nothing to do with it. Local organizers hired a catering company to be in charge of the food, and the event coordinator said the criticism's overblown. This event coordinator says, the catering company did not provide adequate food for one attendee, and a social media post went viral.
Wow.
So
it looks bad.
It doesn't look great. And the name of the place, I don't see the name of the catering company. Although I thought I heard it this morning. Oh, here it is. Lauren's Fine Catering. And the catering company acknowledges it did not provide adequate food for this one person. I didn't see everybody's plate, but it does seem like, you know, for $55.
Well,
some are saying it was $80.
Oh. Who's saying that?
There's an article saying it was $80 for the brunch
plate.
Maybe
it was like the VIP brunch plate. You know, you got better stuff.
I'm not buying my breakfast from Kanye.
No.
Before I ever saw that. No offense to him.
Well,
but
if I'm at the thing and I'm hungry and
I'll go get
for
my
$55
food.
Bucks,
you know what?
Amazing.
I like to eat before I go to a party, too. Like, I don't expect people to have the kind of food
that
I want.
Right.
And I don't want to be in a big, long, weird line. And I don't want to be trying to eat while I'm around a bunch of people either.
I can't, you know, as much as I like finger foods and stuff, like there's something about having your fingers in food and like they're always, it's always so garlicky. And I feel like, oh no, now I can't really talk to anybody. I'm all garlicky.
Yeah, so I don't.
I was cutting up a lot of garlic this weekend. And
oh, do you still have garlicky fingers?
No, I think it's finally gone.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I made pasta primavera. It's a hit at my house.
So that is
so
a
I
new
made
thing.
It again. Well, nice. It's what they asked for, so Dad jumped in and. I have a feeling it was, you know, let's get him to do the cooking.
Oh, hey, Dad,
but
make
whatever.
That one thing you made mm-hmm. again.
Whatever.
It's good, yeah.
Fine
it's
by
great.
It.
Great. Mm-hmm. On Friday night, we went and saw Pat's new band, the Pop-Tarts. Ding, ding.
The Pop-Tarts?
He has a new band?
Yeah, he's got a new band.
Wait,
just,
where is it?
It was their first performance
for real?
Ever.
I don't even like have they're going to be a thing.
Yeah, he's going to, you know, try and get booked for stuff. So we went to a restaurant beforehand, an Italian place in Fairfax. I can't think of the name. It's like Forenzo's or something. I don't know. And man, it, you know, it's good, but it's just so garlicky. And I'm like, oh no. Now I'm going to be loud talking at people. You know how when it's super loud in a club and you got to get right in people's faces to talk. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, everyone.
Just have a bunch of drinks and drown that garlic right out.
No, I was the designated driver.
You have been doing that quite a bit
lately.
I
have been. You know why? Because I really feel like the place for me to have drinks is really at my house. I'm not going anywhere. I'm with, there are no strangers around.
We are public people.
We are public. Sure. And I do feel like, you know, mm-hmm. what do I need to be getting all hammered in public for? I just don't need that.
Forenza pizza?
No, that's not it. It's Fibridenzo's. Something. It was delicious.
Oh, Florenzo restaurant.
That could be it.
Florenzo in Fairfax.
Florenzino. Something like that.
Anyway. Were they good?
Oh, it was delicious. But, you know, it's an Italian place, so it was full of garlic. And of course, when you're eating it, it's just scrumptious. And then afterwards, you're like, oh, boy. Oh, I just burped up some garlic. Oh, that is who. I'm so sorry, everyone. Anyway, back to Kanye, because why would we ever leave? They have this house in Hidden Hills. They have a few places, obviously, but they built this compound in Hidden Hills. This is they have a place in Calabasas. That's where he was putting up those domes that he had to tear down.
Mm-hmm.
This is their other place that they built. They say it's already valued at like $60 million. It's a, you know, multiple acres and just a gigantic. The house just sprawls. It's got to be 20,000 square mm-hmm. feet. So
he got $63 million back from his tax returns. What do you expect him to do?
Thank you, Jesus. So they bought the house next door. It went on the market for $3 million. So they're like, yeah, we'll take that.
Snatch.
And apparently they're going to be doing a huge farm and orchard. So that
they're going to tear down the house and just farm it.
That's what it sounds like.
All right.
You know, it's a nice enough house. I mean, maybe they could just make it a guest house, but I don't think they really need extra. I mean, Jesus, this place I'm looking at is enormous. So they're saying, now they have about they have about 8 acres total, and they are going to do it. So they'll never have to leave. They can just, you know, farm to table everything, eat all fresh foods from their gardens, and have a whole orchard up there so that, you know, tons of citrus. And
have a stand.
Yeah. Oh, maybe the kids. Oh, that'll be like a lemonade stand for their kids.
$80 for your lemons.
Oh, God.
What do you think they're going to charge him for water up there?
I don't know.
To run a farm.
Right.
In residential housing district area.
Kim will go to the law and get everything passed.
Sure, she'll get it all done. Or maybe they got a well. Who knows? But anyway, they have huge plans for this updated compound. They're going to take the combined properties and turn them into guest homes, a spa retreat, and a private farm for the kids. So I think that I can't picture them out there actually doing the farming. I'm going to say this is some jobs for some local people. You know, hey, we want to have a farm, but we want you to take care of it. I don't know about chickens and goats and all that stuff, but why not, right? Why wouldn't you have the whole deal? And while we're at it, can we please get a bunker in there? Like, obviously, we're going to need a safe house, right? People like Kanye and Kim need to survive whatever apocalypse might be coming. Please, save them. They're looking for an organic garden and a citrus grove. Never a need to leave. However, if they do want to venture out, they can go to their other place, the place they have in Wyoming. It's called Monster Lake Ranch. That's the one we'd heard that he went and got.
Mm-hmm.
8 lodging units, 2 freshwater lakes, a restaurant, an event center, and barns, corrals, and horses on 4,500 acres. So if they ever wanted to do a farm in Wyoming, they've got plenty
707 says Kanye be turning into Charles Manson.
Yeah, his compound. Here's the top one is their current property, and the bottom one is the place that they just bought. So good news for them.
Wow.
Speaking of amazing properties, there's this French castle called Miraval. It's an historic estate. It's a castle. It's a beautiful place.
Heard of it for some reason.
Why? I think that's one of those shows, one of those people who dance on the ceilings shows.
Who dances on the ceiling?
Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it? Is that where I know it from?
No. You know it because it belongs to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They bought it in, like, I don't know.
Miraval?
Miraval. It's a French castle. Chateau Miraval.
All right. I don't remember hearing about it that way.
They paid $67 million for it in 2008. And it is delightful. In fact, it's so marvelous that neither one of them wants to give it up. Do you realize they're still splitting up their stuff? Man. How long ago did they divorce?
Well, are they actually divorced?
You know,
or they're waiting for this whole money thing to go by?
I don't know.
I don't think it's settled just yet.
Well, this is where they held their wedding.
It says September of 2016.
That it was finalized?
Or the paperwork was filed.
It just says divorce date.
Maybe it is settled.
Well, whatever the case may be, apparently they've got all kinds of property that they need to figure out who owns. And this is one of the things. They say, divorces are hard. They're even harder when you're rich and famous. You're not just arguing over who's going to get to keep the 2006 red Ford Focus.
Right.
You know, having a French castle is a thing. So they're still struggling to split up all their stuff. And the biggest sticking point is this French castle.
They both want it?
They both want it. And Angelina thinks she should get the entire estate because it was her idea to purchase the property to begin with.
Well, then buy me out.
Right, exactly.
Why is it such a thing?
Well, Brad says, I've given up enough and I want that place.
All the people who end up fighting, it becomes that ego, heartbreak, pain infliction.
In the end.
You will feel me.
Right, maybe that is it. Because in the end, it feels like...
the wrath.
I do think that's a big part of it, and it's very unfortunate.
They have kids together, though. Why couldn't they just keep it within, like, the family?
Six kids.
Yeah, tons and tons of kids. So, couldn't Brad enjoy it
because,
sometimes?
You know why?
Like,
because you can't have some guy marrying your ex-wife, and now he's got some stake in your property. You can't have that. That's not happening.
Put it in a trust for the kids. Let it be the kids' problem to worry about down,
well, that,
down the line.
Okay, if that's an agreement they're willing to make, it sounds like she's like, no, I'm going to live there. Yeah. No trust for the kids. It's mine.
Get out.
I have a timeline here.
Okay.
So they filed for divorce in September of 2016. And then in 2017, they spoke out about it. In August of 2017, they put it on hold because they're considering getting back together after spiritual counseling.
Oh.
And then April of 2018, they finalized it and were officially divorced.
Oh. But I just don't understand how this castle can still be hanging in the balance. Although, I swear to God, if I had a French castle and the $67 million that it cost, I would also be loath to give that up. But I love this place.
We got married there.
Yeah. Let's get divorced there, too. Anyway, you know, that's what some people have to worry about. That's a thing, if you're them. Hard to really wrap your head around that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Have you ever seen the YouTube show called Hot Ones?
No.
It's where you get asked a series of questions and you eat progressively hotter.
Oh, I have seen this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've seen a bunch of different celebrities do it.
Uh-huh.
As you, with each step, each wing you eat has progressively hotter hot sauce on it. Mm-hmm. And the whole point.
Chicken wing.
Like a chicken wing.
Okay.
And, right. So it's the hottest wing ever by the time you get to the ghost pepper at the end of the thing.
And they get celebrities to do this?
They do.
Is there a host?
There's just a guy sitting across the table from them.
What's it called again?
I think it's called Hot Ones.
Hot Ones. I've definitely seen it before. I can't remember. The host might be a comedian.
Yeah. And it's just an interview, really. It's... they just have whatever, however many questions, and sometimes they're just talking about the wings and how hot they are. And the celebrities just try to hold it together while they're eating these wings.
A guy named Sean Evans.
Yeah, I don't know.
In particular, yeah.
So it is actually coming to TV as a game show it won't be celebrities, though. Instead, there'll be two-person teams answering pop culture trivia while wrecking the insides of their mouths. And the winning team goes on to a final round where they can win up to $25,000. So they're taking the concept and making a TV show.
A lot
of
stars have been on this show already.
Yeah.
This YouTube channel thing. Ricky Gervais, Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Kristen Bell.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'm Paul hearing Rudd. Of it.
Oh, Paul Rudd. Yeah, it's fun.
It could be on True TV. I would definitely do that. I feel like you can do it.
Have you seen Paul Rudd's new show?
I have seen the trailer for it. I have not watched it. Have you watched it?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
I like him. I do not like the show.
Oh.
It's dumb.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's about him going, he's a sad sack dude. He's a loser. Oh. He's bummed out.
Is it
out.
On Netflix?
Yeah, I think
yeah, it's on
Living
Netflix.
With Yourself?
Yep,
oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So he goes to a place where they're going to fix him. And I don't want to say too much, but I just, and Tom Brady stars in it.
Oh, that's where he's coming out of the...
Yeah.
Tom Brady's in
Tom
it?
Tom Brady's
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, you reported last week. Remember he's coming out of the masseuse parlor?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they actually think that that's a dig on Kraft.
Right. It
says, it's not. There's no massages happening.
A man who is burned out on life and love undergoes a mysterious treatment only to discover that he has been replaced by a better version of himself. Oh, that's so he plays him and a double of him, right?
Oh,
right.
They yeah. make another one of you?
They make a whole other one of you. And unfortunately, he survives. The old him survives the...
Oh, my God. He's supposed to croak? He's supposed to just have a new you and it's not even you? Oh, yeah. My God. That's hilarious.
It is. And yet, it's also too much to... like the
suspension of disbelief is...
You really got to let go.
Mm.
I like him, though. He's a nice... Mm-hmm. He seems like a nice... actor.
Let me see. Well, since you brought up golfing, I guess I'll do this story.
Perfect.
Thank you.
How dare you use my joke on me?
Well, if anyone was going to bring it up, it was you. So golf.com released results from an anonymous pro survey. It featured secret responses from 52 PGA Tour players.
Okay.
So 52 established golfers answered this secret questionnaire. One question that they were asked was, have you ever had sex on or at a golf course? 41% of the players said, yeah.
Of course they have.
Yes, I have. That means 21 of them have had sex at the links.
Because they were all playing golf as kids, too. So they must
right,
have.
Right, they hung there. That's right. Where they lived, was at the golf course. Players could also leave comments, and one said, I'd like to, but hadn't. Another said, pro tip, avoid the sand. Hilarious.
Yeah, I have a tendency to think that once you're grown, you're not going there because you have, the stakes are too high.
Right.
Like, now you're caught on the green and the ninth hole.
Right. I don't want to be caught there.
But as a kid,
I have a reputation to uphold.
As a kid, I know I had nowhere to go.
Right.
My parents were always home. We went anywhere but there. So we were in parks to drink, make out, do it. You went
all
anywhere
the
you could
kids
go.
Did.
Right. Go
you
on.
Do.
Anything else? Or
no, that's it.
Oh,
that was
the it.
One
all
thing.
Right.
The 41% of them have stooped.
Haven't you?
On the golf course? No. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
You've done it on a golf course mm-hmm. with a pro?
No. I was probably 16.
Is oh. that right?
Yeah, we climbed over a fence.
Who's we?
And then just a bunch of kids.
Oh.
And then I was with
you
the
You did it with... Oh, okay. I was going to
no,
say...
No, not with everyone.
Well,
just
I mean,
this one guy.
You're leading the... Mm-hmm. Okay. So one dude right there in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Did the sprinklers turn on in the middle of it?
Nope.
Did he put his clothes down for you to lay down on, or did you just lay in the grass?
I think we just laid in the grass.
Oh.
How do you... On your back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any grass stains?
Probably.
Mm.
Did you ever do it on a golf course?
I don't think so. Mm. Not that I can remember. Mm. I mean, I did it in a shed, though.
Yeah. Sure. Right. In a treehouse.
That's mm-hmm. true, too. Yeah. Yep. First time was in a treehouse.
Yeah. With another couple right there to observe.
You don't need to always mention that part.
Well, that's my favorite part.
We were kids and we had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Well,
that goes back
I think
to...
you could take turns. I don't know.
You just go...
Look, I had a green light.
It was the first time after asking so many people.
So I wasn't about to start, you know.
How old are you?
I was 15. Oh. I couldn't even, I didn't drive us there. Mm. Friends drove us there.
Yeah.
And the friend that drove got his own car.
To do it in.
Oh, but then the other couple. The so other, there were three couples. There were three couples. Everyone was going to do it.
They got their car, and the other two couples had to go out and in the rain to the treehouse.
And was it known ahead of time that you were finally going to lose your virginity?
Yes.
Was that, so everyone was like, oh, my God, I got to be there. So there's actually two people who were in the room besides you and the girl who got to be there when you lost your virginity. It's a good story.
It's not the, well.
Baby Shark, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Baby Shark real quick. So the family who is behind the song, this Korean family.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're not talking about the Baby Shark from our Halloween show.
No,
oh,
we
the
had
Mommy
some
Shark.
Mommy Shark
it's
was incredible.
So cute.
When she started dancing,
sharks.
I'm like, no way. She's going for it.
Yeah.
So cute. By the way, all the pictures are up at RadioAlice.com from last week.
And even better than her being like, I need the certain song was Bryn already had it playing. He's got like,
she goes, I want the remix.
And, and that starts to kick in already. Like, duh.
Yeah. So these people behind this song, how much money have they made from this song?
Oh, millions. Nine million.
Oh my God.
Oh, many, many more millions than that.
In the 50?
More.
More than 50 billion?
Let me put into perspective one thing. This has 3.8 billion views on YouTube.
Billion
wow. views.
This, let's see, it's a children's educational brand, Pink Fong. They released...
Did you just say Pink Thong?
Pink Fong.
Oh, okay.
They released Baby Shark around 2015. And they are saying that the family fortune, based on this song, is now at $125 million.
Yay. Good for them.
So congratulations
Incredible.
To the Baby Shark family.
You can't plan that kind of success.
You can't.
You just can't.
And you can't ever do that again.
And you can't duplicate it. You're right.
Well,
it's
they have a
happen.
New one called Baby Car that
they can try.
My daughter
yeah.
loves. It has 75 million views.
Let's hear this.
It's the same damn thing. So, but they say baby car and it goes vroom, 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 vroom.
Oh, my right,
75
well,
million views already.
That I'll give it to them, though. That they didn't change much.
No.
So, all right. Maybe they'll do okay
original.
With that.
I'm going to count the money they make on that as the Baby Shark money.
Oh, another huge one my daughter loves is Monkey Banana. And it sounds the same thing, too. This has 500 million views already.
Let's hear this.
And that's from the same company?
Yeah, same company.
Oh, can
Pink
you look
Fong.
Up Breakfast
God.
Burrito and tell me how many views it has? Because at my house, when the kid is losing her bleep, you can ask the thing for Breakfast Burrito and the kid
this one?
Freezes, stops, and then starts dancing.
This
it's
has
like,
4 million views or 3.8 million
that's,
views.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess 3 million of them are probably from your house.
Yeah.
Then.
Wow.
Oh, I love this.
Pulls my kid back from the brink. It's great.
Well, that's what you need. The things that pull the kid back from the brink.
Dude, she's so funny right now. She's got only one tooth up top, and it's over here on the side.
Oh.
The smile is just ridiculous right now.
Get a picture of that up on Instagram. All right, we're late. What's coming up, Ben?
Oh, well, we're going to talk to... Are we going to talk to Scott Budman?
We are.
Okay, we're going to talk to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and ANN. ANN.
And the ANN.
And a correspondent for ANN. There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. We'll make it a little bit happier. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to win tickets for the Jonas Brothers. We're doing this actually throughout the day, 2:05 and 4:05, your next chances to win. But if you want to see the Jonas Brothers, make sure you're here in just half an hour or so.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, so we'll begin this morning with Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area reporting on the... Hold on, let's get those sounds right. There you go.
And the A-N-N.
N-N-N, right. There you go, N-N. All right. Anyway, boy, that is really cumbersome. We're going to have to skip that. Okay, Scott, hello, good morning.
Scott, are you there? How about now? Oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, he bailed on us.
No, he
didn't. Heard that intro and said, I'm out of here.
Look it, I can't make it go on. Hold on, hang on. We'll work this out.
Oh, boy.
Okay, look, it won't stay on.
Oh, that's a trip.
What do you want me to... You?
Hold on. Oh, try that one. Now try it. Nope.
Hey, guys. That's what I'm...
Oh, that's what he does. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
He was there at our Halloween show the other day.
Yes, he
was. Sure
was.
Yeah.
Way to show support.
All right, we're going
to
try and work it out. Why don't you do a story, and we'll come back to Scott if we possibly can.
All right.
Hey, Scott, sorry about that. I'm putting you back on hold, and we'll try and get you.
I'm going to check if he's still there.
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
So the Pats lost over the weekend.
Oh,
last night, the
Pats,
the undefeated season for the New England Patriots is over as the Ravens and their new quarterback ran all up and down the field.
That's
on
good.
That.
They needed that.
Yeah, they did.
Now the only undefeated team is the 49ers.
That's right.
Yes!
So awesome. I don't have my Niners hat on now, but I was in the Whole Foods in my Niners hat, and this guy goes, oh, Niners, you're getting a discount. I go, I am. He goes, nah, I can't do that, but I really...
I would like to give you a discount.
So no Niners discount at Whole Foods, but he was good. He would if he could, is what he was trying to say.
Mm. I hear something.
Hey, guys.
I do hear something.
Hold on. So what do? Do I just pick him up?
Is he on?
He's there. Not, yeah, oh. He's there.
Are you Scott. There, Scott?
Okay, he needs to hear you.
Scott.
Sorry, I'll be back.
All right. Hold on. Bryn's busy running around.
Oh, boy. I didn't see this coming.
Me neither. I really just thought I'd press the button for the
even
phone like I have
even my hairdresser was
years.
All, Niners, blah, blah. And he's not even a football fan. I'm like, wow, look at you.
Yeah, well,
I go, they're having a day. I'm like, what are you, 7-0? He goes, no, girl, 8. I'm like, oh, okay. That's right, on Thursday, they got another
Wait,
one.
Wait, so you got your hair done Saturday morning, yeah?
Mm-hmm. 7 a.m., baby.
7 a.m., that guy goes in. So he doesn't party on Friday night.
No.
So that he can get
He's
your hair done.
He's got clients.
Yeah, that's what he says. He tells all his friends, I got someone at 7.
But is there someone at 8? Or does he have, like, a giant gap before actual other-than-you customers show
up? I think I was thinking about this as I was sitting there on Saturday, that it's my fault that the shop is now open earlier. It used to open at 9, and now it opens at 8, which is such a bummer because I really enjoy the quiet time.
Yes.
That's why I make 7 a.m.
Right.
I have Ella with me, and she runs around the shop, and me and him get to talk and chat, and... but he will schedule someone else.
Oh.
So while my hair is processing,
he's moving on to someone else. I see.
Whether it's a woman or a male, he's doing his thing. And then now it's like starting to get busy, and I'm like,
oh, well, now you got to tell him 6 a.m. Like,
well, we've done 6 a.m.
Oh, before. My God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So great. So great.
And Ella gets to eat all the free hair trimmings
that
she can
that's
stomach.
Yeah, that's Fantastic. What she does.
Good
yeah.
for her.
No, she doesn't eat that.
She doesn't?
Just roams around.
She knows? All right.
Well, they clean it up. There's no hair around.
Okay, so now we go to Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area.
We do?
Yeah.
Scott, are you there?
Oh, man.
He's not there.
Oh, hey. Scott, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry that this is happening.
Me too, because that was my big... My,
yeah, that right. was your big story?
Well, I mean, that's a big story.
Well, hold on to that.
I was hoping he was going to break
He's
that down
back on
for
hold.
Us.
I know.
Oh, by the way, there are elections tomorrow, so that's another right. thing that I should be reporting to you. So, here in the city, the Jewel election's a
yes.
big deal. We've got a mayoral election,
mm-hmm.
right? A real, I think.
To see if
based
she's
on what
stay.
I read, mm-hmm. she's a lock. So
right.
good for her.
Go London,
man! Mm-hmm. I feel like the problems presenting. A mayor in San Francisco right now are beyond repair. That's me
Good for her that she wants it and that she's going to take that on. I feel like we've been paying a lot of taxes, and it's only gotten worse. So I don't see how that's fixed, but maybe she's got a clear no, Scott.
It's a no on Scott. I'm so sorry, but
feel free to bail.
Yeah.
For some reason, we don't have the phone lines at all.
It's not, even when I held it down, he's not there.
Yeah. All right, let me talk to him. Put him back on hold.
Okay, put him on hold. Yeah. I can't even do that. Okay, oh, there we go. Somebody get a hold of engineering. Good, excellent try, though. Way to run around and like
just
push buttons.
To feed him a different source, that's all.
That is too bad.
There's a 22-year-old woman named Jacqueline Lowe from Pompton Lakes, New Jersey.
Pompton.
I never heard of it. You?
No. Pompton Lakes.
She was at a strip club last weekend with a female friend of hers just before 2 a.m. They got into an argument about whether it's time to go home or not.
Oh. Who wanted to leave?
What? They wound up leaving, but Jacqueline was so mad that she ran her friend. She ran over her friend in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
She's been arrested for assault by auto, drunk driving, and other charges. It sounds like, well, maybe Jacqueline did want to leave and the other one wouldn't come, and that's why she got.
Oh, right.
I don't know which side of the argument Jacqueline was on, but she took it to another level.
When she hit her with her car.
Her friend was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
Yeah, that's what
happened. Hit her with a car.
Because
they couldn't agree on when it was time to leave the strip club.
But ladies love their strip club nights, you know.
Yeah, but were they at a women's strip club? Because I don't even think women go to men's strip clubs.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Not unless they're joking.
Right.
They don't
like
go
there for
real.
Bachelorette parties.
You go to a man's strip club for real?
I don't really go to any strip clubs.
Yuzi, you used to go to a lot of strip clubs.
Did you ever go to a male review?
You like a male nude strip show?
Nude? Not really.
Yeah, see, nobody, even Yuzi, who loves that, she's not into it either.
Yeah, I like a man with a little something on him.
I'm not sure what that means.
A little something left to the imagination.
Yeah, a little boxers.
Oh,
you know,
clothes,
like,
you mean?
Yeah, a little something, not like a G-string or a thong, but, you know, cute, but maybe some boxers that are hugging.
Huh.
I'm going to call Scott right now. We're going to get him on line one.
Oh. I don't think I can pick up any line. I can't turn the pot on.
I think you can.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, I think we got it. We'll try anyway.
Bryn fixed it.
Okay.
Well, I'll
we're going to let these guys, they are so good.
I had no idea. Had I known, I would have done this break at 6 o'clock when there were less people listening.
Bad. Listen, what fun, right? Nobody dies in radio.
So one of the cool things that So your Halloween decorations.
Yes.
Still up?
No. Took them down on Saturday.
So that's... And the ads for Christmas have begun.
Oh, in earnest.
In full. So that's one of the trippy things about... I took down our stuff, too. Our neighbor took down his giant display.
Oh, what did he have up?
Oh, he had so much. They went all out. The neighbor across the street had the best Halloween setup.
All these projectors now and all kinds of, you know, ghosts going across the front of
the
house.
He was even like, he was over on Saturday night and he even goes, oh, yeah, my wife said you can't put it all out at once. You got to do some and then you add and you build and your presentation peaks. And then they had it all cleaned up the next day.
Wow.
Which is, you know, as neighbors go, that's what you want.
Well, sure. You don't want it to be hanging out there.
And I complimented him, and he's like, wait till you see Christmas.
Oh,
I was
boy.
Like, all right.
Are they starting early?
No, they haven't
to
yet.
To layer on.
But the ads have started. Watching football, I was tripping, going, whoa, they're all in.
Christmas is
already.
Coming. Yep.
61% of people have no plans to shop in person on Black Friday. Most people, like we've already discussed, are going to do the whole...
Shemang.
Amazon mail order.
That is,
I'm not going anywhere.
That's real.
Oh, what is that? So it's Black Friday, but isn't there an internet like?
Oh, that's Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday
right.
is what people will most likely be doing.
Yeah.
They say stores are too busy.
Yeah.
Online shopping's easier.
I bet you the stores aren't as busy as we think they are anymore.
Yeah.
It really does seem ridiculous to camp outside Best Buy, though. For a discounted TV. TVs have already been
rock bottomed.
They'll have some incredible deal, though. It gets you in the door.
Only 10 of them, though.
Right, exactly. And once you miss out on those, then you're in the store and you go, well, I might as well see what else is here.
Young people are most likely to shop in person on Black Friday.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, let them go have fun. They're into that.
Sure.
And now we turn to NBC Bay Area correspondent for the ANN, Scott Budman, reporting. Scott,
are you there?
Scott.
Hello, Scott. Scott Budman, you're on.
Hello.
Oh, that's a weird sound.
Oh, my God, he's there. Scott?
This is amazing.
It just kind of went off.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh,
fantastic. All right.
Look at that. Well, technology.
Magic.
Many minutes in the making. Scott yes. Budman, welcome to the
oh,
show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. Okay. How are you?
Did it work?
Yeah.
I don't think he can hear us. He can't hear us, you guys. Let's see.
Hello?
Yeah. What do you need to hit to send my audio down the line?
I truly don't know. Let's see here.
This is unfortunate.
You guys hear me?
We hear you.
Let me see.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, hello? You can't hear me.
Yeah, I'm going to say we don't have him. All right.
I guess we'll try this again another time.
I can't even make him. I can't even turn him off now, Bryn. I'm serious.
I know. We're all
You can't
off.
Turn him off?
No.
Really?
Is he there now? Okay.
Nope, he's off.
Oh, this is fun.
Well, he had
live radio, everybody.
Oh, well.
Information about Apple pledging $2.5 billion to fight California housing crisis.
Wow.
So we've already heard from Facebook and Google, and now Apple's jumped in. And I'm very curious to hear, as he's got information on all of this, I'd like to hear him break that down. Did you see the report in, I want to say it was the, I'm not sure if it was the Chronicle or the Merc, but they reported on who owns the most land in the Bay Area?
Oh, my God. Who is it?
It was Stanford. By a lot.
Like how many acres of actual land?
Land
in that,
that they own. Stanford by a lot.
Wow.
And then way down. And they even had a breakdown on a map showing you like what. And like even though Apple was high on the list of land value, what they owned was insignificant by comparison.
Wow.
Same with Google, really. And weirdly, as you guys know, I grew up in Irvine, which was a town that was built before your very eyes. They owned that company, the Irvine Company, bought farmland, basically in Orange County, plowed it, and built all of the housing tracks that you see there now.
Right.
They own a ton of land here, too.
Oh.
I saw them on the list and just went, oh, my God.
And it's called the Irvine Company?
The Irvine Company owns a ton of stuff here, too. Mm. Anyway, the trip in the story was Stanford quietly has bought up everything.
Wow.
Like $20 billion worth of land or something like that.
Oh, my God. So beyond the campus, they own other...
Well, yes, by
wow
a lot. And they've... I still go to... My dermatologist is at the Stanford place in Redwood City. He just built another giant thing across the street because they own all that, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know what they built across the street. Mm. I think it's actual classrooms.
Oh, classrooms?
Yeah, I think that they put a campus.
Uh-huh. Like a satellite campus?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think. I don't know for sure, but I'm just, the point is,
jeez.
Stanford, way to invest when no one's looking.
No.
Well done.
Holy cow.
Who knew?
When did they open? I'm like, how long has Stanford been around? Did they buy a lot of this land on the cheap before it was
worth
what today's land is worth?
You know what's trippy is I don't think of it because I learn about, you know, higher education, but it's always about football, where you hear about the games that were taking place in the 1900s, the rivalries that were already in place way back there.
Right.
So it is trippy. The schools usually were in place. You seeing it?
Oh, I think they're still talking
about
Scott
else.
Budman.
Okay. Yeah, well, anyway, I don't know when Stanford started, but...
I'm trying to find a date here. But, you know, I see a lot of job openings for Stanford. Mm. All kinds
of they're
like,
building all those buildings.
Things.
They got to fill them with
people. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, one of the questions I was going to ask Scott is...
1885.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
November 11th, 1885 is when Stanford was established.
Wow. That's old school. That's moolah.
Rolling in it.
Right. buying it up before it was what it is now.
Right. So, interesting story. I wish I could quote whether that was the Merc or the Kron. I want to say it was the Merc over the weekend, but
I would say Mercury. Yeah.
It was a really good read as I was looking at all the. They showed a map, which is easier for me to
show.
Sure. Oh, look,
well,
it's
pink. A visual.
That's apple pink. Oh. I got it. Orange. Okay, Google's orange. Oh. Very easy. Very helpful.
Well, color-coded. It's, you know, exactly what you need.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. No need to comment on our prowess.
On the phones? Yeah.
Someone goes, what is this, amateur hour?
Yeah,
we're
listen.
Fully aware.
I expected to hit the button I'm supposed to hit, and everything was going to go smoothly, and it turns out no. I don't know who did what.
Do you think that's still screwed up from our live broadcast?
No, that has nothing to do with it. That button is not used for a live broadcast.
No, yeah, that's just for the phone.
Just for the phone pot.
I'm just wondering.
Is it a thing up there?
I don't know.
Oh,
God, Bryn just got it.
I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
It's actually kind of funny. Let's go to break
funny?
And I'll talk to you about it. Yeah, it's...
Is it?
Maybe it isn't for air, but, you know, just go ahead and break
well,
whenever you
we'll
feel like
Well, maybe we'll
talk
to him
it.
At 8:30.
All right.
Okay, we'll be back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.